Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Got some Father's Day questions in the cookie jar, a classic Michigan summer topic. A little Tiger baseball and more. It's the Cookie Jar brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Guys, if you find yourself in a cycle of holding or someone holding the door open for you multiple times in a row, you ever been there?
Yeah, like somebody, there's a family that goes through and somebody's stuck holding the door and then you go through, other people go through.
How many times do you have to say thank you before it's enough?
Well, you say it once, but I think everybody that goes through says thank you.
Oh, no, I'm thinking a different situation.
Yeah, you guys have two different scenarios going on.
You guys are walking into a building that's got double doors, and then there's a third door when you go in, and they continue to hold the door for you
each time.
Oh,
multiple doors. So
you say thank you the first time. You may go, hey, acknowledge the second. How many times do you have to say thank you?
So normally the way it goes is, okay, if somebody's holding the door for you, you're the first one through. You're to that next door first, so then you hold that door open. They go through.
I'm doing a terrible job explaining this. If you're behind me, I'm just going to kind of hold the door open as we both walk. It's not a full after you. It's a, hey, I'm just going to help you out as I continue.
Oh, you're already through.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd still beat you to the next door. I would just say every time.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't say it every time because I think at that point there'd be a... You do like the head nod.
It's
like
a one and a nod.
Yeah, you kind of realize, okay, you both are like, okay, we get this. And you do the little head nod and head nod. But you definitely have to say it at least once. Maybe say it the next time too. And then you realize,
done.
Okay. And you both do that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I would max it at 2. And if you're going beyond 2 doors, I don't know what the heck building you're in.
Right. Yeah. You're going through like a federal building with high security. I don't know that I've seen the 3-door event, but... Could be.
All right. The next question is, better lineup of drinks, Coke or Pepsi?
So this one to me is Coke. And I think it's Coke because, first of all, I like Coke or Diet Coke. I don't drink them. It's been a long time. But I think the top end is what makes this so much stronger. And then you've got Sprite.
They did the Coke?
Yeah. And you got all the Sprite ones. You get to their, you know, their water is Dasani. Like, water's water, but it just seems...
Water is not water.
Oh, okay. All right.
Heather?
Well that's actually how I'm picking my...
By the water?
Yes, because I think both lineups are fine. Fanta is fine. What's Pepsi's Orange Pop?
Crush.
Great. But to me, they're on the same level. I like Coke better than Pepsi. But when I was looking at their water... selection.
Sprite way outdoes 7-Up, though.
That is true.
Yeah.
I do like Sprite better than 7-Up, but I...
Starry. I think that's the other thing Pepsi has now. Their rebrand is here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I like Gatorade, so that's tough. But no, so Pepsi has Aquafina, and I know there's people who love Aquafina, but to me, Aquafina is the worst water. I'd rather have Dasani, even though that's not... Yes. And I also saw that Smart Water's on Coke, so I'm going to... It comes down to their water selection. Okay. Aquafina, I cannot stand. Also, Ice Mountain, that's not part of it, but those are my least two favorite
Aquafina
waters.
Aquafina, to me, is neutral, fine. Mm-mm-mm. No big opinions. Dasani, you'll find people who don't like the taste.
It's like, I like really? Dasani better than Aquafina.
Water's water.
I went with Coke, and it's because of, I like Powerade more than Gatorade, which I know is unique, but I prefer Powerade.
We here have two football teams. I have no idea who's on either team, but I know the quarterback. Uh-huh. I'm going to go with the star quarterback. I will take Coke.
Yep. Okay. Where does Up North start?
We did this one a while ago with Tony. It starts at Up North Jesus. You're heading up 75.
It?
Oh, yeah. It starts with Up North Jesus.
You guys, I don't live that far from Up North Jesus.
Yeah, well, you're close to Up North. That's to me, signals I'm going up north. And maybe, okay, your address. If you're going north of Up North Jesus, you're up north.
John says, take me to God's country.
Yeah, Holly. Is Holly?
Yeah. And I don't live far from Holly. I'm basically right there.
Heather and Holly.
To be honest, if I'm going anywhere north on 75, I'm going up north. Yeah. So I kind of agree with you. But yeah.
Like Flint is north on 75.
I know.
That's not up north.
No, it's not. No. I know.
Saginaw Bay City, that's not up north.
No, okay. Saginaw, how about past the Zilwaukee Bridge? Yeah. Once you Tawas. Go over... The Zilwaukee Bridge, you are now officially up north.
So I've heard people say, and I don't hate it, but Mount Pleasant is north of the Zilwaukee Bridge, and I don't consider that I went to college up north. So to me, it's Cadillac.
Mount Pleasant's
Cadillac's
on the other side
sure.
of the state.
Cadillac,
though.
To me, is the start of up north.
You know, Mount Pleasant's on the other side of the state.
I argue it's in the middle of the state. I argue it's in the central part of the state.
Thank you.
It's in central Michigan.
Yeah, so if you go with Cadillac, you're basically saying north of the Saginaw Bay if you want to stay on the east side of the state.
Yeah, I think, Jim, you took the other one. I mean, Heather said Zilwaukee Bridge. That's very common. Yeah, southernmost point of the Saginaw Bay and up, typically up north.
That's good. It's good.
Next question.
Line of demarcation.
Father's Day this weekend. Who's the best TV dad?
Oh. So I'm going to go with an actor because I love both of his characters as dad, and that would be Tim Taylor.
I knew you were going to say that.
Tim Taylor and Mike Baxter,
whatever it was. Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Knew it.
When we watch either of those shows, the kids always make a comment, Dad, that's so you. And I can relate to him. It makes me laugh every time. It doesn't matter how many times I've seen it. I just love watching them. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Tim Allen.
It is funny. When you think of this, I always go back to those old shows.
Sure.
And I instantly thought of Danny Tanner, right? Because Full House was my favorite show growing up. So I think of those older ones. But a more recent one, Jack Pearson from This Is Us could be a good dad or was a good dad for a moment.
Was that Coach?
No.
Which I'm trying to think of who was in This Is Us.
Mandy Moore. I don't know what his name is, the actor I'm talking about. But or Uncle Phil.
That's who I was going to say.
I mean, I could rattle off a
Uncle
bunch of
Phil,
people, I guess.
And I thought someone would say Uncle Phil, but because someone didn't, I'll gladly plant the flag on Uncle Phil. I had a funnier one, too. Frank Costanza, underrated, zany TV dad. Greg, who is it for you?
I get my moral compass from a cartoon dog. Bandit Healer from Bluey.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I've never watched Bluey.
Yeah.
Wait,
I've avoided that one, yes.
I just recently have seen it and learned that Bluey is a girl, right?
Yes.
And I always thought Bluey was a boy, so I'm learning.
You and your gender stereotypes.
Yeah, it's not Pinky. I'm with you.
I had no idea. I thought Bluey was a boy.
Yeah.
For Father's Day, say something you admire about your dad.
Gosh, the list is long, so I guess I would have to say everyone that meets my dad likes my dad. His kindness, his ability to have conversation with anyone, it's just, he relates to everyone. He was a teacher for 33 years, and his gift of gab is certainly there. So I would say just the way that he treats everyone with respect and kindness.
That's nice. I think for my dad, I would say his work ethic, like how hardworking he is, how resilient he's been, because his life could have been very different had he not had the drive that he has and is very successful and was able to turn what he was given into something much more. So I think I would say that.
My dad was very sort of laid back but still supportive, would be supportive of me, say, going out and trying out for football, things like that, but would not, like, direct me to do something, right? It's like, it's up to you, but I support you, what you're doing.
For my dad, I would say I get my sarcasm and snark from him. So if you want to blame someone, it's him. Oh. But to compliment him, his work ethic. He was an auto mechanic, Honda mechanic, and then spun that into his own business that he ran doing high performance engines. So while I don't do the same stuff, I admire how he pursued his passion and turned it into a successful business and was able to do that for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Last question. It'll be a little timely here. Heather had it in her news yesterday, all the Lions jerseys that are popular. If you were to buy a Tigers jersey, we don't talk about them having the star power. If you had to buy a Tigers jersey, who would you buy?
I'd go number 13, Dylan Dingler.
Your guy.
Yeah. It's so much fun to watch him play.
I also would go with Dingler just because of the name.
See, this is why you have corrupted me. You just think it's a funny name? Yeah.
No, I always think of Dirk Dingler from Boogie Nights.
And what's he famous for?
Yeah. And now every time I hear Dingler, I think of that. So
you're always thinking of Dirk Dingler.
Apparently so.
Greg?
I'm going to go with Riley Green. He was really, to me, like the first bright sign of a young position player we have drafted.
Yeah.
Young, out of high school, really anticipated when he came up to the major leagues. We had the whispers of him coming up, going to be sooner than later. And he's still a young guy, 24 years old. He's not an impending free agent. A lot of team control. I would go Riley Green.
Yeah, but he runs like he's got a piano in his pants. And not in the way that Heather does. Was talking about. But he runs awkwardly.
What? I've never heard that phrase before.
It's like it's just this very
or
awkward.
Or piano on his back.
Yeah.
Maybe
but that.
That
doesn't get the alliteration of piano in your pants.
No. It's like, he runs like he's got a load in his pants.
Well,
like,
you don't like want to say that. Like a
that makes
dirty
more
diaper.
Sense.
Yeah, he did a number two and he's, yeah.
I considered Torkelson. Great story for Torque. But really, the face of the Tigers...
Fire up ships.
It's the gritty Zach McKinstry in the Central Michigan connection.
Yes, of course it is.
You guys let us know. Look, if Scooble had an extension, I think it's the runaway answer. It's the Cookie Jar brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. It's 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.